Hello.
Hey Felicia, it's Arlita. How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm good. I was calling to ask if you wanted another case.
I do, but I'm kind of like giving myself a little, just a little break from, losing, not having Mr. Galloway, because that was a lot on me dealing with him. So I just want a little break, and I really do want another case. I want another case, but I don't want no weekends.
Can I have you talk to one of my other participants who lives in Germantown? I've known him. I've worked here since 2019. I met Mr. Albert in 2020, right around the pandemic time. He contacted me on Monday and asked for a different caregiver, an agency caregiver. So I know I'm not supposed to be doing scheduling, but I know what happened, so I thought I would ask you first.
So what's the schedule? Really?
Currently, his caregiver is working 8 to 3 because he has another job.
Okay, so is he flexible where is he flexible where I can make my own schedule? Because I still have.
He is more flexible. So
Okay, so.
that's why I wanted to call you to see if maybe I could introduce you guys or make a call with the two of you, just so you can chat and see if the chemistry is, you know what I
So
mean, to feel it out.
All right, so fill me in on how he is.
He is,
He what?
he is the same age as my dad, so he is 76.
Okay.
He has diabetes, high blood pressure. He is able to walk and do things by himself. However, he does have a sore on his leg that we've been trying to get healed for quite a few years at this point.
Okay.
He does errands and different things. However, he always has his own vehicle. Like he always has a nice vehicle.
So mainly what I'll be doing for him.
You would be helping him get in and out of the house, get you go to the grocery store, get put the stuff in the car. He has different doctor's appointments. In his house, he does have a wife, but she has services with another agency. So there is someone in the house. So he does, I don't know how much currently the caregiver it spends in the house since there's another caregiver for the wife.
And he's
But
7 days, I mean, 5 days a week.
currently he is 7, but let me tell you how many hours he has. He has 49 hours.
49. I can't take all of them because I still have my mother, and so Now I can, if so, I could recommend my daughter.
Right.
That's too many. I'm looking for maybe like 30, 42 or something like that. Anything just to keep my insurance with y'all. I was thinking about switching my mom back to y'all, but mm-hmm. I can't take $12 an hour. I can't. Mm-hmm.
How many hours does your mom get?
84.
Would be, I'm going to say 13, 14. Let me talk to Gilna.
All right. I can leave her there alone. If you could find me something for like, because I need, 32 just to keep my insurance and stuff with y'all?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so if you could find me something like that Monday through Friday, it could be every other day. But, yeah, I think my daughter, I think she'll be more with them hours because right now where her job, she's only working 7 in the morning to like 11.
Would y'all be interested in splitting them?
Oh, yeah, we could work. I don't know if she's going to want to work. She's not going to want to work the weekend either.
Okay.
She got a daughter. Yeah,
okay.
She has a daughter.
Okay.
Unless we could do the weekend. I mean, unless she could do the morning, and she might do that.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So let me talk to her and see what she say, and then we'll call you back before. So it's 42 hours a week. 49. Okay, so that's about 25 a piece. Okay. And we'll see if she could do the mornings on the weekends because, like I said, I've been doing Mr. Galloway mornings forever, and I'm for 4 years now, and I'm kind of wore out, yeah. And we could do that, and I could see if she want them all, then that's fine. If not, then we'll split them. But if not, then let me talk to her and see, and I'll call you back, okay?
Okay. All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.